Blog Talk Radio.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
I met her at the studio. Ago. She got that smile that let you know she ain't your average hoe. She keep a couple hoes with her though. Always on the grind. You gotta be careful when you kick it, cause them bitches will blow your mind. She said, why they call you T-Mac? You ain't pimping what you do. I said, I'm trill, making the cash, killing, baby. How about you? I'm on a mission to blow. Gotta go get me some dough while I'm thinking about getting some more. Took me up to the room. Can't believe what I saw. She breaking the law.
She got a stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Last time when I seen her, she can't pick me up in her Beamer. Told me next time when I come through, she gon' give me everything I dream of. I'm like, damn, what that mean? Do that mean I need to get my camera? Do that mean push Stacey Dash and Kim Kardashian on my calendar? Do that mean that this good girl gon' close the door and turn me into an animal? Do that mean I need to smoke a lot and take a couple shots to increase my stamina? Pop by Acura, I feel like an old man. I told her to dance, she said this ain't soul training. I'm going for exercise, I better recognize it. Take a look at her size and say, he ain't never learned.
She got a stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
She got stripper pole in the bedroom. She let me see it last night. She gave me my own private show. That's how I know that ass. Right up booty beating up the stripper pole like an ass fight. She can grab with it if you reaching out that cash, right? Look at them breasts, look at them hips, twerking fast, twerking slow. One left dance, she'll make you blow. Home like a volcano, lava running on the flow. You cannot control it. M-type, MJ, I know how to hold
she
it.
She got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
Got a
stripper pole, stripper pole in a bed.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? It's your homeboy, TTD, Tyler Bishop, man. Live and direct, you know what I'm saying? The host of XGFR Radio. What's good? Before I get going, big shout-out to the crew last night. I had a ball last night, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to that club, the bank, you know what I'm saying? The Bellagio had a ball. Crazy, you know what I'm saying? You know how we did it. But anyway, today, this afternoon, actually, I'm rocking with the Queen. My own girl, Kiva B, you know what I'm saying? Started out in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get in, checking in with her. What's good, Kiva? How you doing, Queen? What's good?
Hey, I need a stripper pole in my bedroom.
Look at you. Look at you. What's good with you, Queen? What's shaking, though? What's that?
I'm just cooling, man. I'm out here making moves. Tonight I got a show. I'm doing an event at Pier New Orleans, so grab your street. And it's a breast cancer awareness event, and it's really close to home because 9 years ago my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's in remission now. So, you know, I got to go out and show some support and some love in my hometown.
Right. That's what's up. Hey, big shout out and prayer to your mom. You heard me? So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So, like, with the music, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you from something else, but how did the rapping, like, pop off, though?
Well, I've always been behind the scenes. My whole life, I've always wanted to be an artist, honestly. Like, growing up listening to MC Light and Queen Latifah, Moni Love, Salt and Pepper. And I used to always write, but, you know, it was always a shy thing for me. I never wanted to be famous, never wanted to be on the forefront. But I'm like, you know, it finally hit me. Like, you got a story to tell. You got some good music to write, and you got some lyrics that you can really spit. Like, just do it. Do it. Like, I started out being a manager. I had a group, Secret. It was actually my three nieces from New Orleans, and they weren't ready at the time. And then I started doing 3D, another rap group or whatever. They weren't ready. So I'm like, you know what? I'm about to just start writing my own music and doing my own thing outside of the fashion, because music and fashion actually goes hand in hand. So that's what started it.
Cool. So What was your first song that you actually did that got, like, people's attention?
My first song was Mr. Good Jug.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Good Jug. That was the first song that I wrote, like, completely.
The Good Jug. What's behind that song like that for those that don't know?
Mr. Good Jug is just like a phrase. Like, he got that good jug. He got some good, you know, the P word. I won't say it. You know, that's jug. So it's just basically a song about Mr. Good Jug, somebody in the neighborhood that looks like he working with something.
Oh, wow. All right, then. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you from that one jug, that baby daddy joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was like my... Second, I believe that was my second song I wrote. I was frustrated at the time. My children's daddy was locked up, and I'm like, he locked up, and he's still not entertaining these children? Oh, no. And my other baby daddy, you know, because I'm a career baby mother, quotations. But anyhow, I was like, you know what? I'm about to put them in a song. Let me put this frustration to paper and just let it out and write about it. So that's what I did.
Cool. That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? Because that really, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people were, like, really tripping off that song, you know what I'm saying? Especially all the women that can identify, you know what I'm saying? So it was, like, really crazy, the response, you know what I'm saying, from that record. So you also doing the fashion, like how did you get involved in that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, once again, my whole life I've always been into fashion. But here in New Orleans, there are no fashion schools. So when I moved to Atlanta, you know, I was working for AT&T at the time, and I was going through one of those employment guys, and I saw an ad for a school, Barter College, fashion design, fashion merchandising, you know, other areas in fashion. I was like, you know what, I want to jump on it because this is something that I've always wanted to do. I love to shop. Yeah, my whole life I've always wanted to own my own boutique and have a fashion magazine. So I was like, I need to just go in and learn the ins and outs of the business and production and how to create stuff from scratch. So
cool.
I went to school.
Wow, that's what's up. So you basically, is you just handcrafting, like, clothes, like purses? I mean, like, what exactly are you doing besides the clothes, like, as far as the fashion thing?
Besides the fashion?
Yeah. Like, what else are you making, like, as far as, like, in the fashion world, like?
Well, I also do accessories.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I know you was posting some stuff, you know what I'm saying, a couple of while back. So that's why I was like, oh, okay, you got some style, though. You got some funky stuff, you heard me? So you pretty dope.
Yeah, I do accessories as well. And that was something that I actually learned how to do overnight. I was in school for fashion design, like to construct pieces from fabric. But then, like, overnight, I literally just learned how, I taught myself how to make jewelry, and it was a goal from there.
All right. So is you got some more, like, fashioning, you know what I'm saying, accessory stuff coming out soon that, you know what I'm saying, that we can actually look forward to?
Yes, of course. I have a men's line coming out as well. And I'm also working on some stuff for winter. So just stay tuned and look forward to that. Probably in the next couple of months. You know, Christmas time rolling around. So it'll be just in time for y'all to get some Christmas gifts.
on that. Make sure y'all hit it up because she's mad talented, you know what I'm saying, and support the queen, you know what I'm saying, she's doing her thing. So you coming out the N.O., like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people don't know, like, New Orleans has a big, big, big underground following that's, like, real major. So, like, who was some of the artists that you looked up to or, like, influenced you, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, music and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, for those that don't know?
Well, coming up on my era, the ladies, especially Mia X, Miss T, Cheeky Black, Lady Red, you know, a lot of those, they were big bounce artists here. You know, Mia went off to do her thing with No Limits, so I've always looked up to them on a music tip. Juvenile, Wayne, BG, UNLV, you know, everybody that was basically New Orleans, so everybody you've already heard of, Mystical, they've all had a good influence on my music upbringing.
Cool, that's what's up. Hey, is that one dude still putting out music? What's that dude? Tim Smooth?
I don't know. I haven't heard about him in a second. I'll find out and I'll keep you posted on that, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I totally, you know what I'm saying, knew what was going on because, you know, so I got people down there, so they've always pretty much just kept me up on things. So, but, yeah, you know what I'm saying, New Orleans got, like, a thick, thick background
right.
as far as, like, music is concerned. So, you
right.
know what I'm saying? So it's rocking real heavy. But right now, I'm going to go to some callers right now and let them holler at you. 443, y'all finna click you in. 443, what's happening?
Hey, what's good with you, family? This is Rob calling from Baltimore.
Oh, what's up, Rob? Oh, what's good, bro?
What's good? How you doing, family? What's good, man?
Oh, man, just kicking it, man. You know what I'm saying? Rocking with Keela B, man, out of New Orleans.
Yeah, Keela B, great interview so far. I wanted to ask you, what were some of your musical influences growing up? You know, you're from the South, obviously, but what other, like, I guess, female artists or whether male artists did you have? You know, big influences on you, you know, growing up.
Oh, it's crazy. Nas, KRS-One, Rakim. You know, honestly,
I'm
36, so I'm from the old school. You know what I'm
saying?
That's right. I grew up from the era when music was music. When we was watching, but Yo MTV and Basement with Tigger. I met Tigger a couple of years ago. My niece was working at the radio station. I was like, tell Tigger the Basement is what's up. We need to bring that back.
That's right. I heard that. And some any of the artists, like, from New Orleans, like, did you grow up on, like, admiring them or getting, you know, getting involved with them? Or
Mia X is somebody that I've always admired, like, musically, her and Miss T. I've always wanted to work and do some things with Mia. Master P as well, just watching him and how he came from the projects and just made it mainstream is also an inspiration. Him and also Birdman and the whole Cash Money clique. Like, the whole No Limit Cash Money thing is definitely an inspiration because it shows that no matter where you're from, you can overcome it and still get to the top by any means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. God bless. First of all, God bless your mom. Hope she's feeling better. And,
thank you.
Hey, bro, keep doing your thing, buddy. I'm rooting for you, homie.
So enough, man. Hey, man, hopefully, man, you know what I'm saying, it'll be on for next month. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
This and that.
That's right. That's right. Y'all keep
get it
doing
in,
y'all
man.
Thing. That's
so
right.
Enough,
take it
thanks
easy, y'all.
Time, bro.
All right.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
thanks
all
for the love.
All right.
Yeah, what up, y'all? That's the homeboy Cheese, you know what I'm saying, out of Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? Cool, dope brother. He got his own, you know what I'm saying, sports segment thing going on, you know what I'm saying? And we actually covered the fights of last month. That's the top rank,
right.
So, you know what I'm saying, shout out to him. But the record, my inbox. My inbox is currently on the radio, you know what I'm saying? So how did you come up with that?
My inbox, oh my God, I came up with this concept years ago. It's been about maybe 3 or 4 years because Facebook, you know, that's been jumping and email been jumping for a second. And I actually was going to write it for another girl, but she was like, nah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep this one for myself. And, you know, sometimes you get annoyed. You look at your phone, somebody in there, like, you got a bugaboo. You're like, why are you in my inbox? Get the F up out my inbox. So I wrote the song. It's related to how I'm expressing myself.
Cool. That's what's up. So, you know what I'm saying? We finna rock it out, Keela B. You know what I'm saying? In my inbox, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. check out the video, you know what I'm saying, this and that. Buy it, get it on iTunes and this and that. So, and after that, we're going to come back with Mo, Keela B. You know what I'm saying? Holla.
I get so tired of logging on Facebook or in my email. There's somebody in my inbox talking about this and talking about that. And I be like, man,
listen. Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox.
Get the hell up on my inbox. Get the hell up on my inbox.
Why you in my inbox? My inbox.
Talking about me, he would like to know. To the movies and dinner we go, and my answer shouldn't be no. So I click the link to profile to get the scoop on his background. Houston, Texas, he was from Grimes, Atlanta, he often checked out some of his interests. Rolling trees and whipping chickens, hitting bank high, driving business, living a big house with great kids, with three kids saying I'm business. Wait, missus, yeah, I'm missus. Taking pictures and blowing kisses. You got a family, dude, you tripping. I felt some type of way. Forget my situation, I leave no hesitation. Talking about this, talking about that, your booty round and back. Just give me one good chance to show you I'm that man. Dude, it's such a shame, your missus don't know you lame. And you don't even know my name, plus the dude seems kinda insane. Dang, now you got me pissed, and now you are dismissed. Wait, let me ask you this, just let me ask you this, bitch.
Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox.
Get the F up on my inbox. Get the F up on my inbox.
Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox.
Drive her Kia, heard this from her friend named Mia, riding around with her man named Peter. Now look at Miss Maria, I don't know your friend named Mia, and I did not drive your Kia, and I damn sure don't know Peter. Tell your friend Miss Mia, she got the wrong chick that's named Keela. I was a side chick in my past, keep explaining James, he was my last. Keep from me, give James a kiss, sometimes things are off the miss. Wait, why I'm explaining this? Listen, let me ask you this, Trick.
Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox.
Get the F up on my inbox. Get the F up on my inbox.
Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox. Why you in my inbox? My inbox.
Get the F up on my inbox. Get the F up on my inbox.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Rockin' Keela. We got finished bumping that joint, you know. And crazy. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? She did mass things, you know what I'm saying? I forgot to tell. Make sure y'all listen to it and buy it in this work, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be real heavy. So, your record spins, you know what I'm saying, in Atlanta, or in the South area. So, how that been for you, though?
Huh?
Hello?
Would you say something?
Oh, hold on. Okay. I said, you know what I'm saying, your record's doing real good and you're getting spins, you know what I'm saying, all through the South. So how that's been for you, though?
In terms of the feeling or in what?
Yeah. In terms of the feeling, you know what I'm saying, the response, you know what I'm saying, and this
it
and that.
It feels
like, how
good
that's
for me. It feels good for me for the simple fact that I got so many people that don't believe in what I'm doing, that don't support what I'm doing. And for me to get the feedback that I'm getting from strangers, professional people in the industry that love and support that record, I mean, it just feels good to me. It's awesome. All I can do is thank God, you know, for just blessing me with my talent. Because there's so many people that talk behind my back and said I was too old to be an artist and that I wasn't flowing enough and that the song wasn't catchy enough, you know, a lot of hate. But despite the hate, like I said, I'm getting a lot of good feedback, so it feels good to me.
That's what's I'm so proud of you, you know what I'm saying, because you be grinding and doing your thing and, you know what I'm saying, standing dedicated to your craft, you know what I'm saying, so that's so dope, you know what I'm saying, so I'm very proud of you, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing. But on this note, will we be expecting a Killer B album?
Yes, the album, yes, of course. I'm actually working on it now. I have some more songs. I maybe have about 5 more songs that I need to record before I can finish this project. But yes, I'm working crazy on it. Like, oh, I got this next joint called Can We? And it's just a song about falling in love. And it's dope.
Okay.
I feel like everybody's going to love this one. Like, men, women, everybody's going to relate to this one. But I feel like all my songs I have are hot. They all hit to me, all classics.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, one thing I want to always, you know what I'm saying, complimenting you on your ad-libs. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you come up with that, you know what I'm saying, for the songs you put out so far?
Well, that's just me. If you know me personally, like, you'll have to get to know me, but I'm a comedian. I'm just always making jokes. I'm always just saying something catchy, something funny. Like, I grew up in New Orleans, and you have to be on your toes because people talk about you, and you have to be quick, you know, with a response. For me, that's just me. I'm catchy. I'm always quick to respond. Just, that's part of my personality. Period.
Oh, okay.
That's me. I'm just funny.
All right, you know, so you got to check it out. Go listen to the ad-libs, y'all. I mean, like, it's straight fire, though. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she's doing the thing. So you being an artist, you know what I'm saying, what makes you stand out from other artists? Well, Killer B has her own lane. Like, we all know, really know, when that record come on, it's a Killer B. Like, you know what I'm saying? What makes you stand out?
Well, to me, honestly, it's just my flow. Everybody's, seem like a lot of females are on, number one, gangster rapping. I'm not into that. Yes, I can live a gangster lifestyle, but let's keep that separate from the music and the art. My main goal is to bring artistry back into the music, like writing stories, writing stuff that people can feel, something that's going to nourish your soul, soulful music, like with Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's what sets me apart. Not to say everything else out there ain't like that, but to me personally, it's about me writing from my heart and writing from my own personal experiences that other women and other people can relate to. Like, they can listen to that and be like, that's some real shit. I went through the same thing. I can relate. She really did that.
Right. Exactly. That's what's up. We rocking with Killer B, you know what I'm saying? If I seem a little off because I kind of went in last night, you know what I'm saying? So, my bad. I
blame it on the alcohol.
I went in, but it was all good. But we kicking it, and we rocking with Killer B. You know what I'm saying? She's a dope, gifted artist, and you know what I'm saying? A fashion, you know what I'm saying? Up and coming fashion queen, you know what I'm saying? Doing her thing, man. She busting real moves. So make sure y'all support her and this and that. You know, so if the people want to do some music with you and or just want to book you like for some talent or something like that, as far as the fashion is concerned, how can they contact you?
They can hit me up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/exclusivelykeela. You can also hit me up on Instagram and Twitter @exclusivelykeela. And also I have my own personal page, Keela Johnson, on Facebook. You can hit me up there. And Keela B Baby on Twitter and Instagram. And my email address is keela.johnson333@gmail.com.
Wow. She came loaded, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So she's doing her thing.
Always.
So make sure y'all follow her and support her. You know what I'm saying? Because she always got stuff going on. And you know what I'm saying? She's one of these sisters out here that's really doing something. You know what I'm saying? So keep supporting her. Keep calling the radio station. Request her joint. And
yes,
you know,
yes, Hot 107.9. Don't mean to cut you off. Y'all can tweet Hot 107.9 ATL and request my inbox. Let's blow their Twitter up so y'all can make this the next number one song. Do that for me.
You know what I'm saying? It's going down. But before, like, we head out, you know what I'm saying? You got any shout-outs you want to give out?
First and foremost, I want to be thankful to God for my talent. Shout out to God for blessing me and making me a wonderful, amazing person and woman. A talented woman, they say. I'm thankful. Shout out to my children. Shout out to my children. Shout out to you for this opportunity and always support my music. You and Teardrop, I just want to thank y'all. Y'all done kept it 1,000 with me since day one. Right. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my sister Giselle, Tasha, my mama, Honey. My mama Cynthia, Revelation, out there doing his thing as well. I done learned a lot from Revelation. Revelation is like my music muse. I done been a lot of events and shows with him, and I just watch him perform, and I just be like, wow, you know, all the energy, because I done been around a lot of different artists, but Revelation, right, he does his thing. Like, when Rev get on the stage, he shuts it down. Like, it's just like a big beam of energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen an artist, not even like somebody that's mainstream, get out here and put forth the energy that he has. So shout out to him doing his thing. Just shout out to all my family members, CMC, No Limit Forever Fight Boy, my brother Boss Man, just my whole family, everybody, all my supporters, my friends, Kimberly Melody, everybody that support my music. I think that's everybody. If I forgot you, I love you. I'll get you next time.
Hello. Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a little difficulty. I had a little difficulty for a minute. My bad. It happened. You know,
I'm going to need you to rest up next time before you do the show. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Be whatever it is alone, okay?
I'll be okay, but we good, you know what I'm saying, ACFR, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to give a big shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, my people and everybody that's been supporting me and, you know what I'm saying, really rooting for me, this and that, man. So shout-out to everybody that's been doing the thing. Be on the lookout for the book that's coming out that I'm actually writing, you know what I'm saying. It's the first of three series, so make sure y'all get it. What else I got going on? I'm a travel agent, so y'all trying to get some flights and hotels, holler at me. I got a lot going on. It's going to be good, though, you know what I'm saying? But we're rocking with Kilo D. And we out, you know what I'm saying? The show is going to be back up, and we're going to have her back on, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be real good. But I want to say thanks for coming out, Queens, and I got you for real. Anytime you need it, I got you.
Thank you. Thank you for the love. I really appreciate it.
All right, y'all. Hey, before I go out, free the homie Shaheen, you know what I'm saying? He up in the bang right now. I think he got like 14, so I'm going to bang his record, and then I'm going to bang Killer B, you know what I'm saying? So we out. Peace. God bless, man. Y'all be safe. And see y'all Wednesday. We're going to New York. All right? Peace.
Digging pockets down to the limit. Regardless of all the charges the D's want me for. warrant after warrant. So I avoid the law, stay pretend on the rise. 27 wearing lies from day one till day none. Don't take it as no surprise.
Your Kia, and I damn sure don't know Peter.